This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakil. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the summer annuals of Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. It will be open to the public from Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It will continue till 14 September. The athletes and sportspersons will get special access to Amrit Udyan on 29th August to mark the National Sports Day and teachers on 5th September on the occasion of Teachers Day. The garden trail will include Balvatika, Herbal Garden, Bonsai Garden, Central Lawn, Long Garden and Circular Garden. The nation will celebrate the Independence Day tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will unfurl the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebration is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. In the run-up to the 79th Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Ghar Tiranga campaign. Ghar Ghar Tiranga. In the Union Territory of Ladakh, the Ladakh Taekwondo Association organized a Tiranga rally in Kargil yesterday. The rally witnessed spirited slogans such as Bharat Mata Ki Jai, Khelega India, Badega India. In Jammu and Kashmir, the district administration, Rajouri, organized multiple Tiranga rallies under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, witnessing massive participation of people from all walks of life and sections of the society. In Bihar, Sashastra Seema Bal in Patna and its various battalions along the Indo-Nepal border organized a Tiranga rally. In Tripura, a procession was organized in Agartala. The main attraction of this rally was a procession featuring bust-sized statues of 45 unsung freedom fighters from Tripura and the Northeast region. Across Maharashtra, the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is underway with patriotic fervor. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. It commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. This day, the nation pays homage to all of those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. India has achieved a landmark milestone of 100 gigawatt of solar photovoltaic modules, commonly known as solar panels, manufacturing capacity enlisted under the approved list of models and manufacturers, a remarkable leap from just 2.3 gigawatt in 2014. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the efforts and labelled it as a milestone towards self-reliance. The Supreme Court's recent order on the stray dog menace in Delhi NCR will be re-examined. The Chief Justice of India, CJI, has constituted a three-judge bench comprising Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N. V. Anjaria for the same. A hearing on the matter will take place today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha region and coastal Andhra today. Meanwhile, Delhi and its adjoining areas witnessed heavy rainfall and thunderstorm this morning. The weatherman has said that the national capital will witness light to moderate rainfall throughout the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.